Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now guys, prepare yourselves for two of the craziest entitled parent stories you'll ever have seen. You're gonna want to watch the whole of this video, trust me. Entitled mum tries to steal from an ambulance, then prevents it from leaving. This is not my story, but my wife's. She is an EMT and doesn't have Reddit. She shares stories on a group app with friends. Some are so good though. This one really got me itchy all over. She said I could share them if I don't reveal locations, names, and don't mention specific conditions of patients unless relevant, etc. Now onto the story. Now bear in mind guys, this is going to be read from OP's wife's perspective. A call is received, so me and my partner head out. It was a worrying call, not corona related, but the old sick lady who called has other health issues. She is, however, very fragile. Her and her husband called in a little late, hoping it would pass on its own to limit exposure if possible. It didn't pass, and it actually got quite bad to the point going to the hospital by themselves was no longer an option. We arrive at the house in question, and there are no other options but to double park. A nice neighbor waved us down. As far as I know, he does the shopping and gardening for the old sick lady and the old man. I'm unsure, but he was a nice guy anyway. So I went inside and my partner gathered equipment needed. The old sick lady is a frequent caller, we knew what was needed. We are now both inside the lady's house. My partner mentioned that there was a car waiting in front of the ambulance and a lady inside was gesturing angrily, oh god. Barely 2 minutes pass and a horn starts blaring outside constantly. The nice neighbor can be heard yelling at someone through the noise. Then silence, a car door slams, an unknown high-pitched voice, the entitled mum, can be heard but too far away to really understand. It's quiet for a bit, then the following can be heard at the doorstep. The door is cracked open. It was the entitled mum. Get out of the way! The nice neighbor replies. No, mum, what are you doing? You need to move your car. You're blocking in the ambulance.
Well, it should have just parked in a spot then. There is one right there. Now move and let me in. I have a child in the car. I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
Bear in mind that nothing was free when we arrived, and we don't care. We park conveniently for us, not you. Meanwhile, we are still caring for the old sick lady. The nice neighbor again says, Mom, you're not getting in. Do not touch me. The entitled mum is now yelling.
Let me in. I need to talk to the ambulance people.
More yelling of the same sort continues. My partner says to me, look, she is not giving up. She's causing a disturbance. The old man, who is the old sick lady's husband, says,
what is her problem? Why does she want in my house? I don't know this woman. Why does she want to come inside? Do I call the police? My wife is sick. Why is she yelling?
The old man was getting very anxious about the whole situation. Since my partner didn't need my help for the current part, and keeping the calm was more important, I went to the door.
What is the problem?
The nice neighbor says, but then he gets cut off.
Excuse me, you're blocking the entire road. You should move your car.
We're on call. Please back up and drive around the other side of the square. I try to head back inside.
I'm not the one blocking the road. I have my 6-year-old with me. He is frightened and just wants to go home.
The kid, who looks to be over 10 years old at least, tries to sink through the ground standing next to the car. Then turn your car around and go home. We're not moving our ambulance for you. This person needs help and you need to leave before we call the police.
Wow, okay, you don't have to be freaking rude about it. We're all in this crisis together, you know.
The entitled mum then says in a calmer tone.
Oh, by the way, are those masks for corona? Those look like they work well.
My partner from inside calls me. I then run inside. The entitled mum calls after me.
I'm not that good at backing up. Could you help me? Hello?
The nice neighbor later stated he helped her back out before heading back inside to check on his kids. Now, the old sick lady wasn't doing too well, so the call was made to take her in as soon as we could safely move her. I ran outside and get the stretcher. The entitled mum was backed into an empty spot at this point. Meanwhile, a bus had been standing there parked off to the side for a few minutes. It couldn't detour like the cars did. The driver was just patient diligently messing about on his phone. I head back inside and start working on the old sick lady. A few minutes later, we just got her out on the stretcher and we hear the following. It was a public transportation officer.
Hey, what are you doing? Get out of that ambulance.
The entitled mum was in the ambulance. I'm just grabbing something for my son. They said it was okay.
Get out now.
The kid is crying. Mum, I don't even want a mask. Let's go home, please.
We walk outside and sure enough, the entitled mum was standing in the ambulance, making a mess of everything, touching equipment, etc. without gloves, obviously searching for things. Oh my goodness, already I'm thinking about the health hazards. That is crazy. Just for some info, the PTO, the public transportation officers, were nearby and had come to check out the situation of the blocked bus routes. The second police transportation officer says to my partner,
"Sir, did you give permission to this woman to enter or take stuff from the ambulance?"
Heck no, she has been making a whole scene and has now contaminated our ambulance. My partner, meanwhile, had already called for a second ambulance as soon as we walked out and saw the entitled mum. Now that luckily arrived fast as lightning. They ended up having to take the old sick lady in. She left 4 to 5 minutes later than if they weren't delayed, but being stable, it seemed less risky to transfer her to their ambulance. Now she left 4 to 5 minutes later than if we hadn't been delayed, but being stable, it seemed less risky to transfer her to their ambulance than to wait out the entitled mum and use a dirty one. The public transportation officers were still trying to get her to come out. They're not allowed to touch people, but looked about ready to drag her out by the ears.
If they waited that long to even get her outside, she's obviously fine.
Mom, that is not your cool. You're blocking the EMTs from doing their jobs.
They could at least hand out masks to people who don't have any. Waiting around for them to finish talking and leave puts us at a risk too.
Like what the F? Someone didn't take her meds today? Her arguments only became more and more childish. That she had right of way, that there was a parking restriction, etc. The public transportation officers finally got the woman to come out of the ambulance right before the police arrived. They obviously arrested the entitled mum. She went ballistic and started crying and grasping at her kid. Now the poor kid was bawling his eyes out, scared and confused. The nice neighbour ended up calling the kid's dad, who came to collect him within minutes. The dad barely said a word, but the kid was crying. He didn't want to visit mum anymore if she kept doing mean things. And the dad looked ready to pop her head off her shoulders, but kept his cool. I really felt for the poor boy. The case is clear, with not only tons of witnesses, but it was also recorded on the ambulance's camera, the PTO's body cameras, and the bus's dash camera. So that's all, folks. Let me know what you think of this entitled mother. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna put this entitled mother right at the very top for levels of crazy that I've ever seen on this subreddit. I mean, seriously, what was she thinking throughout the duration of this story? Really, what were her intentions? I would love to know. I can't really even believe I'm saying this, but I presume the majority of people, when they see an ambulance blocking their way, taking up a parking spot, whatever, would probably say to themselves, okay, this person's probably in a bit of a more difficult situation than I am at the moment, let's just leave them to do what they do and hope the person is okay. But no, this entitled mum went one step further, it's all about her, and yeah, you read the story just like I did, what was all of that? As I do say in a lot of stories where the parent is entitled but the kid is nice, like this one, I do feel particularly bad for the kid. If you have a role model like that in your life, I'm not really sure what chances you have, but it seems like this kid, to be fair, he did know that his mum was doing something terribly wrong. I mean, what was with asking for face masks as well? You've been around here too long, give me a face mask. That logic is awful. Now guys, just quickly before we move on to our second story, I know I've been going on about face masks, but clearly, if this entitled parent does need one, I've got one on screen for her right now. Look at it, what a beauty. For those of you that do not know, this is my very own custom face mask in which all the proceeds are going to charity. In fact, I can put the exact number of how much we've raised up on screen right now. As you can see, way over $1,000, absolutely insane. Thank you so much to those of you that have got one already. As always, the link for that is in the description, the pinned comment, and behind the I button right now. Go and take a look. Anyway, let's move on to our next story. Karen tries to take my pants at a store and then attempts to kick the security in the balls when they want to check the security cameras. I was at Bassini, which is an Arabic store for clothes, and I was getting new pants because my cousin spilled some Vimto, a red drink that is made of raspberry, on my pants. So onto the story. Now I will try to translate my best because we were speaking in Arabic, except when the entitled mum was yelling nonsense at me.
My little boy wants to have those pants.
Oh, well, there are some left over there. I point at where I got the pants.
No,
I want those pants, referring to the ones in my hands. Now look, I could have just gave her the pants, but I have anger issues and I don't take poop from anyone. I'm not sure if you heard me, but there are more pants over there. Yeah, I don't blame you. If you've got the pants in your hands, they're your pants. The entitled mum then begins to get mad. No, I want those pants. Are you deaf? How dare you? I told you many times that the entitled mum cuts me off. No, you give me these pants because you insulted me. And you always have to respect the people who are older than you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you consider yourself older than me, then act like you aren't a ducking toddler, for God's sake. Now, the reason I'm at the store by myself is because my mum is sick, and so my little brother stays home with her while I go to the supermarket to get food and clothes. And my father has a lot of work on to support our family, so he can't take care of my mother. But now we are not poor anymore and are living a normal life. Next up, someone called the security. Now, they came over, it was three strong men. The entitled mum says to them, "God, he tried to hurt my son." I'm just standing there with my mouth wide open. What? That is not true. The guards are listening to her story, and then her nice kid, a 13-year-old boy the same age as me at the time, jumps in. No, that's not true. He didn't do anything to me. And at this point, everyone is gathering around us, and I started to feel like a gladiator in the Colosseum because everyone was watching and wanting to know who was going to win. The guard said, "Okay, let me go check the security cameras." The entitled mum starts panicking and then kicks one of the guards in the balls. One of the two remaining guards then tases her. That was the first time I'd ever seen a taser in action. The guards cuff her up and bring her out of there while the kid is crying and following her. I feel bad for the kid, but the entitled mum deserved that. Yeah, guys, just like the first story, same sort of sentiment here. I do feel terrible for the kid. He knew that what his mum was doing was a really horrible thing, and he intervened, but at the end of the day, it feels like he is going to be punished because he's got to go with his horrible mum and obviously go to the police station and I guess spend the rest of his life with her being his mum. Overall, this was just a classic entitled parent story, wasn't it? We had all the sort of normal key components of an entitled parent story, the components that make a story great. I hope you enjoyed this one. And also, for those of you thinking that may have been quite an extreme reaction to tase somebody, you did kick someone in the balls. What are you really expecting? Anyway, guys, that is going to be the end of this video. I really hope you have enjoyed it. A couple of crazy stories, as I said in the introduction, but they were a couple of absolute classics. Now, if you do want more from me, firstly, make sure you are subscribed with your notifications turned on so you don't miss any of my uploads. I upload daily, if you don't know, if you are new around here. And also check out the playlist on screen for some of my best ever videos. My top 10 videos of all time are on there. If you click on that playlist and you don't enjoy them, then maybe my channel is not for you. That is my best ever stuff.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.